Hi, this is Tanasia Kinney, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to FetLifeStation.com.
Do you remember this song?
Thank you.
Yes, indeedy, yes, indeedy. Do you remember that song? Or do you remember those two songs? Yeah. That was the one and only Evelyn Champagne King, born July 1st, 1960. Evelyn Champagne King is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer. She is best known for her hit disco single, Shame, which was released in 1977 during the height of the disco's popularity. King had other hits from the earlys through the mid-90s, included I'm in Love, Love Come Down, and Your Personal Touch. Evelyn King was born July 1st, 1960 in New York and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She is one of eight children. King's childhood nickname was Bubbles. Her uncle Avon Long had played the part of Sporting Life in the first Broadway revival of Porgy and Bess and worked with Lena Horne at the Cotton Club. Her father sang backup for groups at Harlem's Apollo Theater. Her mother managed a group called Quality Red. King was discovered as a young woman while working with her mother at a Philadelphia International Records as an office cleaner. Producer Theodore T. Life overheard her singing in a washroom and began coaching her. She was eventually signed to a production deal with Life Galaxy Production and a recording contract with RCA Records. In 1990, King married smooth jazz guitarist Freddie Fox. In 1977, she lost three family members to various illnesses. In 1987, her daughter Johania was born with brain damage and other health problems, dying 2 years later. At the beginning of her career, the name Evelyn King sounded too grown up, so the name Champagne was added. King released her debut studio album, Smooth Talk, in 1977. It included the song Shame, which is her only top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100s. Peaking at number 9, the song also reached number 7 soul and number 8 on the dance chart. The record was eventually certified gold, another single from the album. I Don't Know If It's Right peaked at number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 7 soul. It will become her second certified gold single. In 1981, the single I'm in Love was released from the same titled album. It reached number 1 on the R&B singles chart and dance chart in August of that year. It also peaked at number 4 on the pop chart. There you have it. A little info about the one and only Evelyn Champagne King. Do you remember this song?
Somebody.
Yeah. Who could that be? Who could that be? It's a tough one, huh? Well, that person is Shola Amer. That's right. Shola Amer. Shola Amer is a British singer from London who scored her biggest hit with You Might Need Somebody, a cover of Randy Crawford's 1981 hit, You're the One I Love and Still Believe, which is one of the first productions by the Norwegian producing team Stargate. Shola Amer was born March 8th, 1979 in London, United Kingdom. Yeah. Her album, Much Love, In Return, Supersonic, Surreal, You Might Need Somebody, and a little bit more. There you have it. Shola Amer, British singer from London. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy.
Have you heard about Good Call? Good Call is a free 24/7 arrest support hotline. If you or a loved one get arrested, you must call 1-833-GOOD-CALL, and you will be connected with a free attorney that will assist you with the arrest process and protect your rights. Again, that's 1-833-466-322, and you will be connected with a free attorney that will assist you with the arrest process. Getting arrested can be very scary. There's no reason you should go through it alone. With Good Call, you're never alone. We've got your back.
Do you remember this song?
Thank you.
Come on, what is it?
Fire, cracker, come dance for me. I just
Yeah, that was definitely an oldie but a goodie. What can we say? Mass Production, the band. Yeah. Whatever happened to Mass Production? Mass Production is an American funk disco musical group best known for their 1979 hit Firecracker. Based in Norfolk, Virginia, the 10-piece group had a series of minor R&B hits in the late 1970s and the early 1980s. Firecracker is commonly misattributed to the similarly named and soconically and systematically known to that other band called Brass Construction. Yeah, the band Mass Production consists of Kevin Dino Douglas, he was on bass and vocals, James Odie Drumgoole, he was on trumpet and flugelhorn and vocals, Agnes Tiny Kelly was on lead vocals. He was later replaced by D.D. Henderson. Larry Marshalls was the lead vocals and on percussion. Gregory McCoy, saxophone. Emmanuel Redding, percussion. Ricardo Williams, lead vocals, drums, and percussion. Tyrone Williams, keyboards. Rodney Phelps, lead guitar and keyboards. And LaCoy Bryant, rhythm, guitar, and vocals. Phelps left the band prior to the recording of their 1980 masterpiece album, leaving Bryant to handle all guitar duties. Phelps was later replaced by Dan Harris, lead guitar. Harris toured with the group as a freelance guitarist for a couple of years, then left the band to work as a recording session musician. The band would soon expand back to 10, with Samuel Williams joining on drums in the early 1980s, allowing Ricardo Williams to concentrate more on vocals. In addition to Firecracker, which hit number 4 in the R&B chart in the late summer of 1979, other hits by the band include Cosmic Lust, Groove Me, and Shanty. The group stayed together for several more years, scoring a string of small hits before deciding to disband in 1983. Mass Production has recently reunited with the mostly original lineup, is in the process of recording 2 new pieces of material, and has been playing live shows since 2017. Firecracker was sampled by 2 live crew for their 1989 hit single, Me So Horny, from their album As Nasty As They Want to Be. There you have it. Mass Production is back in production. Check them out. Look them up. Get those hits.
Hi, this is Tanasia Kinney, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia. And you're listening to FetLifeStation.com.
Do you remember this song?
Mm.
My God, you look good to me. Your man, Lester Kenyon, right here at FetLifeStation.com. Do you remember this song? Is what we're doing each and every Thursday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. Oh, yeah. You just heard, you look good to me. Yeah, you do. I see you out there. Stop that. Stop. You look good. Don't worry about it. Stop playing with your hair. Mm-hmm. Lipstick looks good. All right. Sherelle is her name. Sherelle Ann Norton, born October 13th, 1958, better known by her stage name as Sherelle. She's an American R&B singer and songwriter who gained fame in the mid-1980s. Yeah, she's still actively singing right now. She sang along with Alexander O'Neill, just to name another singer you might know. Her other songs include Saturday Love, Everything I Miss at Home, I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. And last but not least, Never Knew Love Like This. There it is, Sherelle. Born as Cheryl Ann Norton, October 13th, 1958. Still singing today. look her up, check her out, get those songs. You know how it is. Hey, do you. You. Yeah. Do you remember this song?
henchmen. I must be dreaming.
I know that's right, honey. I said, ain't nobody bad like me.
Is it time to get my hair done yet? I said, what time is it? Time to just walk and shake my head. I'm cool till I'm dead. Enough has been said. Come on, baby, let's go to bed. Everybody,
walk, shake my head. Cool till I'm dead. Enough has been said. Let's go to bed.
When I look into the mirror, I just tell me something I already know. I'm so cool.
Ain't nobody bad like me.
Yeah, whew, I know you know who that is. The one and only The Time. That's right. The Time, also known as Morris Day and The Time, and the original Seven, is an American musical group founded in Minneapolis in 1981. Their work has been a part of the formation of the Minneapolis Sound, featuring a mix of soul music and dance music with funk, rock and roll, and more. Led by singer-songwriter Morris Day, the band members are known for having been close Prince associates and are arguably the most successful artists who have worked with Prince, achieving particular popularity with R&B fans with tracks such as The Bird, Cool, and Jungle Love. Former members Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis went on to a prominent production career after they left the band in 1983, while Day and guitarist Jesse Johnson recorded solo material in addition to their work with The Time. There you have it. The Time, also known as Morris Day. Morris Day and The Time. Do you remember this song?
on the shade. Lick your lips as I soak my feet. Then you know this liquor carpet burn. My stomach drop and my guts churn. You shrug and it's the worst to truly stuck the knife ever.
That was a good one. Yeah. Who is it? Who is it? Amy Winehouse. That's right. Amy Jade Winehouse, born September 14th, 1983. Departed July 23rd, 2011. Is that correct? Okay. Was an English singer and songwriter. She was known for her deep, expressive contralto vocals and her electric mix of musical genres, including soul, rhythm and blues, and jazz. Yeah. Amy was a member of the National Youth Jazz Orchestra during her youth. Winehouse signed to Simon Fuller's 19 Management in 2002 and soon recorded a number of songs before signing a publishing deal with EMI. She also formed a working relationship with producer Salim Remy through these record publishers. Winehouse's debut album, Frank, was released in 2003. Many of her album songs were influenced by jazz, and apart from two covers, were co-written by Winehouse. Frank was a critical success in the UK and was nominated for the Mercury Prize. The song Stronger Than Me won her the Ivor Novelli Award for Best Contemporary Song for the British Academy of Songwriters, Composers, and Authors. Winehouse released her follow-up album, Back to Black, in 2006, which went on to become an international success and one of the best-selling albums in UK history. At the 2007 Brit Awards, it was nominated for the British Album of the Year, and she received the award for British Female Solo Artist. The song Rehab won her a second Ivor Novello Award at the 50th Grammy Award in 2008. She won five awards, tying the then record for the most wins by a female artist in a single night and becoming the first British woman to win 5 Grammys, including 3 of the General Field Big Four Grammy Awards, Best New Artist, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year for Rehab, as well as Best Pop Vocal Album. Winehouse struggled with substance abuse and addiction. She died of an alcohol overdose on July 23, 2011, at the age of 27. After her death, Back to Black briefly became the UK's best-selling album of the 21st century. VH1 ranked Winehouse 26th on their list of the 100 greatest women in music. That's it for tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm your man, Lester Kenyon, right here at FetLifeStation.com, where we give you Do You Remember This Song? Try to take you back to a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself. We'll sing to you and play for you again each and every Thursday here at FetLifeStation.com from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. Come have some fun. We appreciate you. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your night.
Warning. The Drama King is in the building.